Hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord? I am full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts. And I delight not in the blood of bullocks, or of lambs, or of eagles. When you come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand to tread my course? Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons and Sabbath, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. It is iniquity, even the solemn meeting. Your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hateth. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. When you spread forth your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. This is the text. In the name of Jesus Christ, our coming Savior and Redeemer, dearly beloved. Everything is brand spanking new. And there's a new quarter, a new day, a new month, a new church year, a new season. And it's a happy season, isn't it? Even though we are called to repentance, penitence, and mourning as we prepare the way of the Lord. Even though we have our own sorrow and affliction. We send greetings to friends far away but not forgotten. We shop for gifts to loved ones and look forward to family gatherings. But all of these outward pleasant things have something behind them. The cry of God's people, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. Behind them, the story of a baby born in Bethlehem to save us from our sins. You never tire of hearing about it. You thrill to it. You sing about it. And on Christmas Eve, the children become angels as they rehearse it for us one more time. A new season. And then, on the very first day, God gives us a hard dose of law. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the Lord and to the law, ye people of Gomorrah. What an insult to be called Sodom and Gomorrah, those wicked cities destroyed under the fire and brimstone of God's wrath. And then verse after verse there follows God's displeasure over sin as he stores and scolds his people for their transgression. Thank God that he speaks to them and to us also of his mercy as he calls upon us to reason together with him. Let us look at these words today under that theme of Advent, a time when God would reason with us, and pray that the Spirit of God may bring his blessing. God reasons with us, first of all, regarding our sins. So he did with Israel. What was the sin of Israel? Reduced to one word, formalism, ritualism, going through the motions, a multitude of sacrifices, burnt offerings of rams, fat of fed beasts, blood of bullocks, new moon, Sabbath, solemn assemblies. But it was all sham. Their heart was far from him. And God says, to what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me? It is a theme found frequently, as you know, in the prophets. Jeremiah, Hosea, Amos, and others all speak the same words about pious hands being lifted up without pious hearts. Already Samuel the prophet had said to Saul, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of lambs. Israel was like the Pharisees. In Jesus' day, he brought their tithes of mint, anise, and cumin, but forgot the weightier matters of the law, judgment and mercy and faith. And hand in hand with this formalism was a wayward life. Listen, wash ye, make ye clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Teach to do evil, learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. He goes on to speak about bribery and spiritual adultery and other transgressions that characterize leaders and people alike. A whole catalogue of sins in this chapter, sins committed, good omitted. And with it, God reasons of their sins and speaks to them of judgment. Do you want to treat me like some heathen idol to whom meaningless sacrifices are brought, an idol who cannot see or hear? Very well, says the Lord, then I shall be to you as such an idol. I will not see, I will not hear when you cry for help. Verse 15, when you spread forth your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. And God's judgment had already begun, as verse 7 makes very plain. Your country is desolate, your cities are burned with fire, your land, strangers devoured in your presence, and it is desolate. That's a reference to the invasion of Sennacherib. So God reasons strongly with his people. Does he not do the same also to us? Are we not given to the same temptation, especially during the festival season? As we continue our life as it was, we lie and we cheat and we complain. We do not trust God in our afflictions. We are not sensitive to the needs of our fellow students, to our fellow faculty members. Yet we light the candles and we put up the Advent wreath. Same words roll over our lips. We sing the hymns. And at the same time, look outside the windows, wondering whether the rain is going to stop, how many turntables we're going to have, and who's going to play quarterback this week. And God says, to what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices? And to me, I am weary with them. And if we are going during this season to call the world to repentance, to prepare the way of the Lord, to knock down the mountains of pride, to fill up the valleys of sorrow, then it must begin with us. As God says, wash you, make you clean, teach to do evil, learn to do well. Our comfort, of course, is that he also reasons with us and would reason with us of his mercy. Those oft-quoted, precious, Dr. Riggs, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. You think that all of this is in that coming Christ chapter? And that floats before our mind's eye all of those titles gloriously given to him in the Old Testament. God, the Desire of the Nation, Emmanuel, the Mighty God, the Man of Power. He will do it. A fountain will be opened up in Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness, and God will yet be able to look at Israel and say, it is my people. And we, because of that fountain filled with blood, can respond, and the Lord is our God. Then see what follows in verse 19. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. God here is not trying to strike some bargain with us, to bribe us into being good, to say to us, in effect, if you are good to me, I will be good to you. A chicken in every pot, all the money that you want, no trouble and sorrow, no success gospel, no. But rather what we have here is that which flows in the wake of the gospel of forgiveness as we heed the Advent call, repent and believe the gospel. We shall taste that the Lord is gracious. We shall see all kinds of fruit on the plant of faith. Our prayers will come alive. Our works will glorify God. we will so concern, and we shall truly eat the good of the land. Yes, God does put before us here a kind of either or. If you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword. Eat or be eaten, literally. Yet it is not that God now wants to make his forgiveness dependent upon us. In terms of the gospel, we know that forgiveness is there. But as Luther says in one of his 10 sermons on the Catechism, talking about the first petition, when we ask God to forgive us as we forgive others, he says, that forgiveness is there, it has been pronounced, it has been declared, but God now enjoins this upon us as a sign that hearts may be assured. May God assure our hearts in the dear Christ child. And during this season, help us to rejoice as we worship him in spirit and in truth, and so eat the good of the land. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds to Christ Jesus.